the rest of this hour, the next 35 minutes, we talk with David Holmbeck from Youth with a Mission. And good morning. Good to have you with us here on WWIB, dropping in. And boy, an exciting day. We got all sorts of young people that were with us just several months ago, right, from the Discipleship Training School.
Yeah, it was 5 months ago that we had these guys in here talking about where they were coming from and why were they were doing the Discipleship Training School. Now they're back from Greece and the Czech Republic. And today is the day that we're taking off. We took off this morning for a road trip that is going to include heading over to Minnesota. We're working with a there's a church there that has a lot of Hispanics. And then from there, we're heading down to Kansas City to hang out with a friend of mine there. We did some evangelism with them last year as well. Then to Mexico, Missouri. And there's a church there that's been down to actual Mexico with us. And we're going to be doing ministry, a lot of youth ministry, but then also just challenging people to get involved in missions. Years ago, Keith Green, he traveled around. And also Twyla Paris, they did something called a Night of Missions. And they would go and tell mission stories and stir up the church to just start dreaming about how can we reach the nations. And so this will have somewhat of that feel to it where we go in and share the stories of what God has done and pray that God will call people onto the mission field. And also people getting, we're hoping to see people get saved, recommit their lives to Christ, onto Jacksonville, Illinois, and then back to Wisconsin again. And then actually out to Minnesota one more time to a Russian church that we're going to be working with. It's a church plant that just started a year ago. A friend of mine named Vladi, he's going to have us there.
When that's all done, that wraps up the DTS for them?
On the 11th, these guys will graduate and go on to wherever the Lord calls them to next.
All right, and when we talk with them in the next half hour, we're going to be finding out. We've got three questions we cover for them and told them, and it's going to be now what? So we look forward to that. All right, David, awesome. And Lucas Narrison's with us. And Lucas, you've been heading up the DTS over these 5 months, the school for 3 months. The travel for 2 months. Overall, how has it been?
Well, good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Overall, this has been an amazing school, an amazing journey. The outreach, my wife and I have been doing outreaches for 5 years now. This is our sixth. And just an incredible team. These students did an amazing job, and we're proud of all of them and what the Lord was leading us into. They jumped into it in boldness and excitement, and we saw a lot of amazing things happen on outreach.
Now, it seems like the one time you were with David and I here on the radio in the past, it seems like at that point you were kind of wrestling with where should you go, and you'd even taken a bit of a scouting trip, right?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, right. We took a scouting trip to Central and Eastern Europe.
So now, how did you end up deciding on the nations you did go to? And he said Greece, and where else?
Yeah, well, as you know, we took a scouting trip, and so we had some friends in the Czech Republic, and that was an option on the table. And as we were praying, the Lord really led us to Greece, just through a series of things. And my wife and I were praying, and Greece came up. And the following morning, one of our speakers at the DTS said that he wanted to take the morning to talk about Greece. And that was the very next day. And so we kind of took that as, okay, we need to really pray into this more. And that's how Greece came about. And then also through more communication with the connections that we had in the Czech Republic, we prayed and the Lord really led us to both locations.
And overall, you've been on trips like this before. I mean, what stood out to you? What was impactful to you about all this, Lucas Narrison?
Well, it was really interesting, one, to have two locations on an outreach. I've never crossed borders on an outreach. So you have the cultural differences, the background differences of believers and non-believers, and figuring all of that out. But also it was very interesting in Greece because, yes, we were in Greece, but really we were more working with Arab culture within, you know, the Greek context because of the refugee situation. So it was really interesting doing a fully justice-focused outreach. When we were in Prague, working in the red light districts, working with homeless and different things like that. And of course, in Greece, working with refugees. It's kind of a whole different side.
That's great.
Semi is one of the guys from our staff, Mark, that went and joined the team for a little bit. And he said that it was the most exciting outreach that he's been on. And
why
I think,
is that?
I think it's because he said that Luke and Shai did a great job in just leading the team daily and being led by the Holy Spirit. Because right from the beginning, they had their obstacles. but they didn't let the obstacle stop them. I believe, Luke, I don't know if you can share a little bit about that, that one of the doors, one of the main doors you thought was an open door became a closed door, and you had to just be led by the Holy Spirit. Now what do we do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was an interesting experience. It was the really 2 mornings before we were flying out. And of course, you're working with a lot of details and things like that and finances. And we received an email from the people that we had been speaking with in Greece who were kind of setting up ministry things for us and were kind of going to meet us at the airport and things like that, letting us know that they were going to be leaving. They said, we're actually leaving. We're not going to be back until the end of February, and we're leaving tomorrow, so we won't be here when you get here. And so we were back to square one of, okay, we know where we're staying. We have a hostel to stay in, but we have no contacts. Nobody's meeting us there, and we really don't have anything lined up. So just coming into it prayerfully and saying, Lord, what would you have us do? And that was every single morning.
Well, we've got a lot of students to hear from. We've got 28 minutes to do it. And so we're going to take a break. Thank you, Luke. And we're going to meet some of these students when we come back here on WWIB. Learn about how you and your young people can get involved with the DTS at YWAM Northwoods. Go to ywamnorthwoods.org.
These are the things that I need to pray, because I can't find peace any other way. I'm a mess underneath and I'm just too scared to show it. Everything's not fine. And I'm not okay, but it's nice to know.
Harvest America, Greg Laurie is Sunday, March 6th at 5:30. This will be a great place to bring family and friends who don't know Jesus. Come and hear great music by Chris Tomlin, Mercy Me, Switchfoot, Lecrae, plus a presentation of the gospel by Greg Laurie. You can attend this event at one of these locations: Micon Downtown Budget Theater, Eau Claire Wesleyan Church, Micon Stadium Chippewa Falls, Freedom Community Church New Auburn, Fairchild Church of Hope, and Connect Church in Onalaska.
Every year, thousands of Wisconsin kids enter foster care. That means every year, people like you open their homes to children in need of a loving, supportive family. Children's Hospital of Wisconsin's foster care program is looking for people to join our valued team of foster families. We call them Kid Heroes. Make a difference in your community and in the life of a child. Learn more about becoming a foster parent at chw.org/kidhero or call 715-835-5915.
Motors, we know life happens. Divorce, health problems, and other everyday issues can leave you with less than perfect credit. Here's the good news. Marquardt and GM Financial can put you into a brand new 2016 Chevrolet Limited Malibu at an affordable lease payment. You may even qualify for a special rebate. You deserve better than a worn-out car or sky-high interest rate. Find new roads in a Chevrolet from Marquardt Motors on Business 53 between Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls or at marquardtmotors.com.
You can bake someone's day with WWIB and Festival Foods. A friend, a coworker, someone from your church or school. We all know someone who deserves a little recognition and something sweet. Nominate them at WIB.com, and every week we'll surprise one person with a dozen made-from-scratch treats courtesy of Festival Foods Bakery. Go to WWIB.com and bake someone's day.
Back on Front Page, WWIB, redefine your idea of senior living with the Classic at Hillcrest Greens. Check out the master plan of the neighborhood at theclassichg.com or drive by and take a look. To set up a tour, call Natalie at 944-6677. The Classic at Hillcrest Greens, raising the bar for senior living. All right, we've got 8 different YWAM Northwoods DTS participants who are at the tail end of what's been an amazing 5 months. I've got 3 questions. They know what they are ahead of time. This isn't the way it works with politicians. I don't want to tell them what I'm going to ask them beforehand, but you guys, I'm going to let you know that. So go ahead and introduce yourself and give us your name, your age, and where you're from, young man.
Good morning. My name is Aaron Singer. I'm from Bismarck, North Dakota, and I'm 23 years old.
All right, Aaron. So first of all, you know, tail end of this 5 months, the DTS journey, have you enjoyed it?
Yes, absolutely. It's been just a growing process, and I've been learning so much, and I'll continue to keep growing and learning after this too.
Aaron, give us one story. You probably have a lot of stories. Give me one story that really marked you from this 2-month missions outreach.
Okay, yeah. Well, we got to do a lot of music opportunities. And so when we were in Prague, we got to play at the square, and there was so many people coming by and just on their way and going through the metro and stuff. And so we got to play with a PA system, and we were microphoned and all these things, so that, you know, we just were shouting and praising God. And Prague is kind of more of a quiet city, so that, you know, so then we had that. So then we just were shouting and going, and it was great. It was the best thing ever.
How are you different now, Aaron, than when you began DTS 5 months ago?
I have grown in many ways, and one has just been commitment, being able to commit to things, commit to relationships, and most importantly, my relationship with the Lord. That's the biggest thing.
It sure is. And finally, now what? What's up for you after March 11th and more travel stateside?
Yeah, I definitely have multiple desires. I would like to desire to pursue music more, or even staff, or just keep serving the Lord in whatever I do.
And David Holmvik, for people that are on staff, and some of your staff are with us today, I mean, these folks all, they raise their own support, right?
We're all volunteers, and so we'll send out newsletters, emails, you know, get the communication out there and tell the stories of what God's doing, and then the Lord will put it on people's hearts to support us, and so that's how we survive. When I first joined this world, it is called Living by Faith. And he has provided for us since 1990, when we joined Youth with a Mission back then.
And how many staff around the world with YWAM?
Around the world now, I think they're saying there's around 18,000 people on staff. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Aaron. Let's meet
Cassie.
Cassie. All right. Terrific. Cassie, your name, your age, and where you're from.
Hi, I'm Cassie. I'm from Fort Wayne, Indiana, and I'm 18 years old.
You know, you guys are taught, you don't necessarily have to wear the headphones, just so you know, but and that's more like if we took phone calls. But anyhow, if you want to hear yourself, you can. It's just kind of a radio thing. We do it. But all right, you're 18 years old. You're
from
Newcastle.
Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Fort Wayne, Indiana. I heard Newcastle. All right, Indiana. I think there is a Newcastle, Indiana. So give me a story from the trip, Cassie, something that really marked you, something that's going to stick
with you. Yeah, something that I'm really going to take with me is just how God speaks through different things. And in Greece, there is a lot of stray dogs just everywhere. And it was really sometimes sad, but sometimes really beautiful because he really spoke through them a lot. And there was one time, I think it was the first week, and I was super, super emotional. And I was just like crying out to God. I was like, God, you know, honestly, I don't know what to ask from you right now, but I really just need you. And will you walk with me? And he, you know, I just had this like peace over me, like, yeah, of course I'll walk with you, daughter. And as soon as like I got that, like this dog came up from behind us and he walked us the entire way home. And it was not a close walk too. It was a very far walk. And he just walked us the entire way home and even sat at our doorstep as we walked into the door. So it was just really beautiful. And it was just as like God is like with us everywhere and he speaks through so many different things. And it just, yeah, it's just awesome.
Terrific. So how are you different, Cassie, now as you finish the 3 months of the classroom training and the 2 months of this missions outreach to Greece and the Czech Republic? How are you different now than when you began?
Well, God has really been putting a really big passion on my heart of the concept of following your dream and following like the desires that he's put on your heart. And for a long time, you get stuck in this place of, oh, I got to go to school. I got to get a good job and, you know, have a good family. And, you know, and that's just the American dream. But really, it's like God puts his own dreams on our hearts and following that with all that we have and all of the passion that we have and all of our heart. And that's like what my next journey is. It's just following that dream. And like he's put really music on my heart a lot and just being able to express myself and help people through music. And I really want to be just kind of a counselor through my music because I really just want to help just people who go through different situations in life. And so God has just been awesome and he's just been putting a really big passion on my heart. So yeah, he's just awesome.
That's terrific. And then finally, now what? What's next for you? Or maybe you're answering that with the passion of music, huh?
Yeah. He definitely has opened up a lot of doors for me. And just there's so many different options and ideas. But right now, it's just I'm in a season of asking him, okay, which one? You know what I mean? And he's definitely put a lot of different things on my heart, like Hillsong even in Australia. And like, that's crazy, you know what I mean? But it's awesome. And so different things that he has put on my heart that, you know, if once he gives me the green light, I'm going to go after it with all my heart. So
terrific. Thanks so much, Cassie.
Yeah.
And we'll get
that. Thank you.
another student or two in here before a break. All right, we're going to meet you in just a second. But David Holmbeck, just some things to follow up on Cassie's answers. Number one, just thinking about the American dream. And that's been a lot of times that can sound so good. It's the American dream. But as Christians, don't we, and especially for young people, like, what is God's dream, right?
Amen. I think when we set our affections upon Jesus and really look at him, it draws us towards him and his lifestyle and how he was very selfless and caring for others, and that was the priority to him. And I think of how when I'm around other believers who have vision for reaching the lost and the people in their community, it stirs that within me. But then I can get around other people who it is all about the American dream, and quickly I can find some of that same attitude rubbing off on me. And I just think we have to be really careful as believers to reflect and see, what is our life saying right now? Is our life saying that this world is all about the materials and all about my happiness, or is this life all about the kingdom of heaven and seeing his name lifted high?
All right, go ahead. Let's meet our next contestant here. It feels like a game show. All right, we got Traveling the World for God. Your name, your age, where you're from?
Yeah, hi, I'm Amanda. I'm from Saskatchewan, Canada, and I'm 26.
So you don't just draw them from Wisconsin. I mean, you've got North Dakota, Indiana. We haven't met a badger yet. I know there's somebody in there, but that's terrific, from Saskatchewan. So why'd you decide to go to YWAM Northwoods?
Honestly, I just had a feeling of peace about it, and God just totally led me here. I thought it was really random, too. Like, do I really have to go there, God? Like, yeah. Can I go somewhere warm, like Hawaii?
Exactly. Yeah. All right, well, give me your name one more time.
Amanda.
Amanda. Amanda. I was stuck on the Canada part. Amanda. Canada. Amanda. Give me a story about this trip that you're going to take with you the rest of your life.
Yeah. Honestly, just seeing how many doors God opened was just amazing. Like, the one thing I can think about in Prague, I was at a park with a few other people from our group, and we were working with Teen Challenge there. And this lady came up to us in the park, and she happened to be a public school teacher, and God just totally opened the door. She welcomed us into her class to share the good news in her public school room.
Huh.
And we ended up going to that school quite a few times, and, you know, I kind of had the perception that these teenagers would not be interested in hearing about God, but their hearts were completely turned, and they're just so open and wanting to know God, and, you know, it was just really amazing, and God brought in so much hope that people want to know what there is, and they just maybe haven't had the opportunity to know that.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting with the sharing, because we've got eight students, and so each time one shares a story, somebody's going, yeah, that was great, and I guess I can't share that story. So anyhow, how are you different now, Amanda, than when you began DTS?
Pretty much my whole world is flipped upside down.
How's that?
Well, yeah, God's really been speaking to me about my identity. I pretty much laid down my life to come here. You know, I had a job. I was living, had a house and everything. And God just completely flipped everything to make him first. And it's so beautiful, because when we do that, he really gives us his heart and his eyes, so that maybe it's not what we had envisioned for our life, but it's so much more.
So you're how old, did you say?
26.
26. So you actually had a job and you were a homeowner.
Yeah.
And so you sold that?
I guess I was renting a house.
Okay.
But
all
yeah,
right.
I was working as
but
a teacher.
But you gave up your job?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big deal. That's
yeah,
a big deal.
Yeah, it is. And he's just brought so much beauty out of it. And I'm like really happy and thankful that I came here.
David Holmbeck, just a quick aside. I mean, the director of YWAM Northwoods there in Warehouse or outside of Chautauqua. I mean, a lot of times I can think about people who come to a DTS are between 18 and 22, but as Amanda shows and others probably, no, that's not necessarily. I mean,
yeah,
sure,
all ages. Of course, we've got Anita Bile that's out in Guatemala now, and she started her life dream of and starting an orphanage, and now they have their third orphan that is part of that.
Hmm.
And Amanda, she really found the Lord just recently, I think, before she came to do her DTS. And then there'll be others that come to do the DTS that have been believers for a long time in their life, and they're just wanting to give a season of their life towards missions and serving him. So
yeah, that's terrific. So, Amanda, now what? Are you going back to Canada, or are you going to stay here in the States?
I think I'm going to stay for now, but just God's really been speaking to me about the life of a missionary, but not necessarily in the way that people might perceive it. Like, you can be a missionary wherever you are in the world, and whatever job you have, you can still have that missionary heart to care for the people that are in that place, you know?
So are you going to try to stay with YWAM Northwoods, or what?
Yeah, I'm considering it, and I'm still waiting on the Lord.
Yeah, yeah. All right, terrific. Amanda, good to meet you. Let's do one more here before we take it a real short break. And we've got a young man involved. Hi, what's your name, your age, where you're from?
Hello, I'm Josiah, and I'm also from Wisconsin.
So there's your badger.
Yeah, yeah.
Where in Wisconsin, Josiah?
Let's see, it's about 2 hours from here down near Black River Falls.
Okay. All right, very good. Well, talk to us about your experience. What story stuck out to you, particularly from on this two-month trip?
Yeah, in Greece, God really taught me about the power of prayer. We had a, like Lucas was mentioning, we, you know, we had our, all our connections shifted, and God really led us. And that first week we were there, we just went to the square just to do some worship. And a lot of us, you know, on the team are really talented with music. We have guitar players, you know, singers, all sorts of talent. And so they went in, basically the town square where the Capitol building is, right in the center of Athens, Greece. And they were just started to worship and even talk to people. And that was about 2/3 of the group. And the others of us went in a little group and just walked around the square and prayed. And as I was part of that group, and I was feeling very, I guess you could say, like I wasn't doing anything. You know, I wanted to do something visible, involved, like to share about Jesus with someone or do something they could see. And so I was getting kind of frustrated, and the Lord helped me get through that evening and just kept praying and everything. But he really taught me later on just how powerful that was when we were praying, because I heard the story later that there was this man that was intimidating and threatening the group of my friends, you know, when they were worshiping. And as he came up to them, there was these stray dogs that came up. And in Greece, there's stray dogs everywhere. And they ended up chasing him away, driving him away. And then they actually were friendly to the ladies on our team and were licking them and showing affection. And so just seeing how, like, God used dogs to protect our team. And
interesting. So yeah. How are you different now than when you began the DTS?
God really taught me about rest.
Especially
during the lecture phase. But then when we went out on the outreach, it had to come into practice. And, you know, in the Czech Republic, there is so much atheism, and it was overwhelming. Cool. And I think we can all relate to, you know, even just all the needs in the world, all the people that really need Jesus. And so just feeling overwhelmed and not knowing how I could help them and people everywhere. And so God really brought me to a place of realizing I really, all of us really just are so reliant on just like worshiping him.
Yeah.
And when we really fix our eyes on Jesus, whether we're walking down the sidewalk or in school with kids, that's where the overflow comes of just reaching people.
Yeah. And then finally, what's next for you, Josiah?
I'm still praying about it. I don't know exactly, but I'm trusting the Lord will lead.
One day at a time, you got a trip coming up. It sounds like a lot of stops. Thank you so much. We got four more students to meet and pack them in 10 minutes coming up on WIB.
Well, we here at WWIB are on the hunt for an advertising representative. If you want to be a part of a ministry that shines Christ's love, this is it. This job is for the uber motivated, with people skills that like to create new ideas and love to learn. Use your spiritual gifts in a career that brings value to the business community and impacts listeners' lives. See WWIB.com for more. We here at WWIB WOGO are an equal opportunity employer.
These are the things that I need to pray, 'cause I can't find peace any other way. I'm a mess underneath and I'm just too scared to show it.
Front page, WWIB. We're going to meet four more students who are just back from a missions trip, 2 months to both the Greece and the Czech Republic. And next up, we've got one who I think is a native of Eau Claire, right?
Yeah.
All right. What's your name, age, and where you're from?
I'm Abby, and I'm 18, and I'm from Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
All right, Abby. And tell us about a story from the trip that really stuck with you.
Well, one of the things that's going to stick with me a long time is working at the ports when the refugees were coming into Greece. We were handing out food and supplies and such, and just handing out crackers, you know, and seeing the refugees giving them to their family members and pointing me to other people in need showed me more so how refugees aren't, they're not numbers, they're people, and they have family and they love the same way we do.
When you say refugees, we've heard several references, like they were from where?
There were a bunch of different places. There are Syrian refugees, but then there are also different countries that may not be in war, but have really oppressive governments that are also coming in.
I'm tempted to ask you a political type question, but I'm going to resist that. How are you different now than when you began DTS?
I've really realized the blessings that are in my life. My friends and my family are an amazing support group. And also just the fact that I have control over my life of not complete control, but I can choose what I want to do, you know, or where I want to live. I have a place to sleep. And there are many people that don't have that blessing.
You feel like your heart was broken more for the world on this trip?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. Have you traveled like that before?
I haven't. No. I haven't left the country until now.
And then finally, now what for you?
Well, my lovely and beautiful sister is getting married. So I'm going to be at home helping with wedding preparations. And after that, who knows? God could take me anywhere.
All right. Very good. Good to meet you. We'll get another one in the chair. You know, David Holmbeck, though, this is just always for parents who are listening or for young people. I mean, YWAM DTS, when is the next DTS is going to be in the fall or what?
We're having a crossroads for adults.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, we're all adults here, obviously, but for people who have already had an occupation and they're thinking, hey, I want to do some mission stuff. So in June, that will be a crossroads discipleship training school for people that are a little bit older than the college age.
Is that still 3-month training and then the 2
months? Yeah, and then they go on an outreach. And then the next, more of the college age group will be next September.
All right, very good. Let's meet our next guest here. Hi, your name, your age, where are you from?
Hi, my name is Beth Johnson. I'm from Centerio, Wisconsin, and I'm 18 years old.
All right, so Beth, why did you decide to do a DTS?
I don't know. It just really intrigued me when I saw the brochure, and it was just something different.
Give me a story from the trip that really stuck out to you.
So one morning, we went to the ports in Athens to greet the refugees, and I was with a group of people, two of my friends. We were handing out food and to the refugees. And in between, there was a break, and another volunteer came out and was handing out water to volunteers. And, like, he acknowledged both my friends, but he completely ignored me and didn't even make eye contact because I was a female. And that just allowed me to feel a little bit what the Muslim women feel because they're treated as animals.
As animals?
Yeah. They don't really have worth.
Huh. And you saw that in which country?
In Athens.
In Athens.
Yeah.
How are you different now? I mean, that story alone sounds like it's made you different.
Yes, it certainly has.
How will you leave DTS different than when you came?
Well, the Lord has really taken away my fear of talking to people in public because he taught me that he creates the supernatural experience and I only have to do what he says. I'm not in charge of creating some experience for a person.
Hmm. And now what? What's next?
I'm unsure at this point in time.
Well, I applaud you for doing this. 18 years old, I mean, you can go to college, you can go to get a job, you can probably raise support to be staff for DTS. Way to do that at such a young age. Terrific. All right, we've got two more to do, and we've got 6 minutes, so we're actually doing okay here. And this young man has grabbed this mic. Okay, hi, what's your name?
Mark, good to see you, man. It's Luke.
Hey, Luke, and you're how old?
25.
And you're from where?
Wausau, Wisconsin, bro.
All right, from Wausau. All right, so give me a story that stands out to you from your two-month outreach to the Czech Republic and Greece.
Yeah, this was like the second to last day in Athens, Greece. And my friend Ahmadi and I, he was an Afghani Christian, got saved in the Afghani military. He was about 16, 17 when he got saved through a chaplain. Had a guy, you know, he said, hey, can I have a Bible? And so anyway, he ends up having to flee. He ends up in Greece. And so we're just having coffee. And on the street, we had like to-go coffees. I met a, I locked eyes with this immigrant-looking gentleman. There's so many. There's everywhere. He was of Middle Eastern descent, and so as him and I locked eyes, he said, "Hey, I need a favor." He spoke enough English to say that, and then he said it again, "I need a favor." And so I said, "What do you need?" And he said, "I need food, I need water, I need money, I need clothing." And I said, "You know, what my friend and I have, we don't have those things, but what we have, we can give you. And his name is the Holy Spirit." And he, as soon as I said Holy Spirit, he started backing away and not happy. And the spirit of boldness came on me, Mark, and I looked into his eyes and I said, "Hey, you came up to me asking me for a favor. You come here right now." And he's probably twice my age, and he came up to me after backing away. I had to say it again. He came up to me. And then I just said, "Look, you need Jesus. He's the only way. He's the only hope for you." I said, "Pray a prayer with me." And he gave his life to Jesus right on the spot. I didn't have time to really share him the gospel, but he gave his life to Jesus, man. So,
wow. Yeah. Well, that's an interesting story. Mm-hmm. How are you different now than when you began DTS?
It's awesome. I think about unity. Unity is the word that God gave me for the day. And it's just, you look at, God talks about, you know, hey, you're the light and salt of the earth. And for a long time, I thought about salt as a preserving instead of a flavoring. And in the body, right, we all have these unique and amazing flavors. And so just really looking at the body and honoring each person's flavor.
And now what for you?
Yeah, well, I'm going to marry my lovely wife-to-be, Chelsea, on March 25th in Milwaukee. That's where we're going to start a life together. And I know her father is listening. His name's Glenn, and I just want to say that I honor this man, and I thank him that he's got the boldness to give me his daughter's hand in marriage, which is the greatest risk and blessing that he'll ever take in his life.
Congratulations. Thanks so much. All right. And we've got one last story to share. Hi, what's your name?
I'm Josie.
Hey, Josie, how old are you?
18.
And you're from?
Cameron, Wisconsin.
Cameron. All right. We got some Wisconsinites in this whole deal. All right. Nope. So give me a story from the trip.
Probably, it doesn't sound like it's a big story, but for me, it really impacted me a lot. When we were working at the ports in Athens, I was handing out like food and stuff. And these like little kids came up to the cart and they're just like asking for whatever they could get. And we're like, "We don't have anything for little kids." We're like, "We have these like pink ponchos," but it was just a little thing. And so we're just like handing them to them. And they were just so happy to get like pink ponchos. Like these little boys even were just like walking away excited. And I think.
That's powerful. I mean, around the world. I mean, the level of gratitude for a gift that in America would just be unappreciated. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what really got me too was like, am I slightly did over like a little poncho or
they're very glad around the world just to be alive another day, right? I mean, yeah. In so many places, and we take it for granted like we're entitled another day because we're Americans. How are you different now than when you started the DTS 5 months ago?
I'm a different person.
How's that?
When I first came, I really struggled being like overwhelmed and controlled by fear a lot. I just like even getting on the radio, I'd be like scared to death. And so especially after outreach, that really pushed me to get out of my comfort zone and to just step out and not be afraid, because if you're doing what God's calling you to do, there's no reason to be afraid of what people are going to think of you. Because
David Holmbeck, we talked to a YWAM author last year, right, about faith versus fear. I mean, we don't get away from it. We don't get away from that.
Amen. We were just talking before we came on the air today about Gideon. And how Gideon was threshing wheat by a wine press, not where you normally thresh wheat. But in that fearful place, at least he was out doing something. He was where other people were hiding in the caves. And I think that's part of the reason why the Lord said, "You mighty man of valor."
Yeah.
And then so through his fear, then he ends up tearing down idols. And it says he did it at nighttime because he was afraid of the people that were around.
Yeah.
But he was still tearing down the idols. Yeah. And so it's like we press through some of those challenges that we have. And this team has done an amazing job in just letting Jesus shine through them.
Let me just ask you, what's next for you?
Well, the near future is probably just working in Rice Lake, just raising funds, and then probably going back to Prague
Very good.
I'm working with them.
Your heart taken with the Czech Republic. Thank you so much. These eight students from the Youth with a Mission, the Discipleship Training School. Learn more what YWAM offers at YWAMNorthwoods.org. That's YWAMNorthwoods.org. Godspeed to you on your traveling mercies as you head out and about here.